Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, this is the time of the year when Leaving Cert students possibly besiege with nerves, are told that the Leaving Cert is not the be-all and end-all. You can get new qualifications at any stage of life, and Dr. Suzanne Crowe is living proof of that, a consultant in paediatric intensive care. She's gone back to college to study law. Suzanne, good afternoon.
Yes, it's all true.
Yeah, so you're in your third year now?
I am, yes.
Yeah, and so describe for us what it is you've been studying for, and will be studying for, I suppose.
I was studying for a legal qualification that would allow me to go on and study to become a barrister. So that's the degree of being a barrister.
Okay.
Yeah, and right. It's with King's Inns.
Yeah, and so the first couple of years is a diploma or something that qualifies you to do that?
Yeah, it's 2 years of hard grind.
Yeah. And so how many more years left do you have?
I have 1 year left.
Okay. All right. That's good. So you just finished your third and you're going into your fourth year.
That's true. Yeah. So I can admit to doing it now because I'm reasonably happy that I'm going to finish it.
Right. And so but you're still doing your full time job during the day and you have a family and all that kind of stuff as well.
Yes, but there's loads of courses out there that you can fit in around a full-time job. Like the options have opened up enormously in terms of online lectures, online courses and things happening at night and also the weekends.
Yeah.
It's very doable.
Yeah. And so in your case, when it's in term time, what's your normal schedule?
Well, I work long days clinically in my job, and then the lectures that we did were mostly from about 5 o'clock in the evening till 7:30, 8 o'clock. And there was a fair amount of coursework with it as well. So I did them in the early mornings.
Yeah.
So it was full on.
So you'd have to get up at what hour of the day?
Get up at 5.
Okay. You're getting up at 5 to do the coursework or study, I assume. And then you're studying until you're going to lectures until 7 that evening.
Yes, that's right. And you also have to do all your kind of household family things as well, because I have 4 kids. So even though they were found it very amusing that I was studying, that didn't mean they did anything extra.
Yeah. What did you have to sacrifice to be able to fit all that in?
Well, I did that. I actually sat down and thought about how I was going to free up the time. And I decided that I would happily give up watching television. I know maybe that's a bit sad, but I just gave up all TV because there was other things that I didn't want to sacrifice. So I didn't want to sacrifice something to do with friends or family. So I still wanted to be able to spend time with them. Mm-hmm. So it was TV that went.
Well, that's interesting because did you kind of go, oh my God, I spent X amount of hours a day watching TV?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. And I said, well, you know, if you normally sat down on the sofa and watch 2 hours a night, which is not that excessive, you could easily do that. That's a good, decent chunk across the week.
Yeah. And when compared to when you first went to college, and I assume you went to college when you just done your leaving cert, like, you know, most people and that kind of stuff. Is learning more difficult?
Learning is a lot more difficult. I used to have a great memory, and it's just, I'm going to say it's different rather than less. But your mind is a lot busier as an adult as well. I mean, I obviously have a lot of other things on my mind. So trying to find space in your head for all this new knowledge. So definitely your mind works differently. And I found different things like a broken night's sleep just totally destroyed my concentration. Mm. Whereas obviously when I was in my 20s, there was plenty of broken night's sleep and you still managed to learn things. So I had to just be really careful about minding my sleep, getting exercise. And I know this sounds like another sacrifice, but I also stopped drinking alcohol because that really interfered with my focus and concentration and learning as well.
Okay. So it's the most non-studenty student life you have.
It
no,
is.
No TV
like
or alcohol.
Yeah, like a monk.
Yeah. And learning information and retaining the information, you know, did you find that even with no alcohol and making sure you got plenty of sleep, was that more difficult than it was when you were in your 20s or?
It came back with practice, actually. You know, when I first started studying again, I thought, oh my God, I can't retain anything. But actually, it just came back with practice. So by the time I was heading into my first year exams, I was able to retain, you know, 15 cases to put out on the page quickly in response to each question. So, you know, you got better at learning. But also, I think my ability to understand things, because you bring your life experience to it as well. That's what's different. When you're in your 20s, you maybe don't know too much about life or certainly other people's lives. Whereas this time round, you can apply the knowledge a bit better. So I think you gain better understanding, deeper understanding.
Yeah, because I guess when you're in your 20s, you don't know what's much about what's being presented to you. So you tend to kind of take it on face value and perhaps regurgitate it. Whereas you might have views on some of the things that you've
learned. Yeah, and I actually remembered some of the cases that were in the case law, which is, you know, the younger students are learning about these cases, never having heard about them before. But I remembered them when they were in the media. So, you know, that made it kind of historical context, except I was in the history bit.
Yeah. And the other people in the class, do you ever get to sit in a physical classroom with them, or is it all online?
The first 2 years I did online, but the exams are in person. And this time round, for this part of the course where you have to stand up on your feet and practice being a barrister. So that's in person mostly.
Mm, right. OK. And the people that you're learning with, I assume they're from a variety of different backgrounds.
Variety of ages. Some people are straight out of college and other people have, you know, taken their scenic route and have been 10, 20, 30 years out of university, or maybe didn't go to university at all and have just kept this as something they wanted to do. And there are conversion courses and supports to help bridge those kind of gaps. So I would encourage anybody to think about it. It's very achievable.
Yeah. And doing exams is as stressful as you remembered it to be when you came back to them.
Exams are still horrible. It's just awful to be confined at the desk and the invigilators and the clock and all of that has not changed, I have to say. That's still pretty unpleasant. But, you know, like it doesn't really matter that much if I don't pass these exams. The only person who's really going to be bothered is me. Whereas when I was obviously trying to do my leaving cert and my medical exams, there just felt like there was a lot more hanging on it. But now I look back and I think maybe there wasn't.
Mm. Yeah, that's so interesting. So you have another year to go.
I do.
And when you're finished that year, have you decided, you know, are people sitting you down and saying, Suzanne, what's your plan for your life?
Well, because my area of clinical practice is paediatrics. So because I worked with children for 25 years, I think I've just gained more and more interest in the whole area of social justice and human rights, because you can see how children are affected so much by poverty and social care issues and access to disability supports. So it's really with the aim of actually doing more in that area. I would very much like to do more, But you need the language of law and advocacy to be able to do that. So that was my intention. And so hopefully that's the area I will go into.
OK, so those things are dovetailing with each other.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. I mean, so much of the children that we see that get into trouble in hospitals and in the community are very impacted by poverty.
Mm.
And I would like to be able to speak to that with both my knowledge of medicine and that, and hopefully now of law.
OK, that's interesting in the sense that as a paediatrician, you after a while you started asking yourself the question, well, how did they get here in the first place? Mm. And then to investigate that is
How did they get here? And then why are we sending them back to that same situation? Mm. And isn't that wrong and a bit fruitless?
Yeah. Now you're on your, you finished your exams for this year.
I have, yes. I didn't have any results yet.
All right. When are you getting your results?
The end of June, I think.
Okay. And so when you finish the exams, do you... like maybe watch a bit of TV, a mad thing.
Oh, I might catch up on a few Netflix or News Talk programmes.
Okay, all right. So, but you still have to do the day job, really.
I do. And my colleagues have been really supportive and really understanding. I think they're putting it down to another midlife crisis, but they've been very helpful.
Okay, well, that's a hell of a way to have a midlife crisis. Suzanne, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today. That was Dr. Suzanne Crowe there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.